Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Without God's grace, we would have no peace. This peace comes by faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for." By the way, your hopes need to be upon eternal things, eternal rewards, not those things that pass away. And so he says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And in verse 6 of Hebrews 11, he says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You know, chapter 11 of Hebrews is an account of faith. It's how men acted on what they said they believed. If you don't act on the scriptures, don't expect to have God's peace because you don't have faith. You see, there's a difference between stated doctrine and faith. Doctrine can be a true statement. For an example, Jesus Christ is Almighty God in the flesh. That is a true statement of doctrine. However, it's not faith, even though you say you believe it, until you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and God. And if you're not willing to receive him, all you have is a doctrine, but not faith. Faith is obedience to the Word of God. Faith is obedience to God's Word that is directed by the Holy Spirit. Isn't it interesting? The Holy Spirit is symbolized by a dove. The Holy Spirit is to lead you. Your following is faith, and the Holy Spirit is symbolized by a dove, which is a symbol of peace. And when you follow God's Word at the leading of the Holy Spirit by faith, you have peace. I remember when I was a little boy, it was time for my birthday, and we had relatives visiting at that time. My mother asked me what I wanted for my birthday as far as fixing something to eat. Now, I think she already knew my answer, but boy, I just blurted it right out. I said, French fries. Yes, for a little boy, French fries was my favorite. Now, our company represented two more adults and four other children, besides my three older brothers that were at home at the time and my dad. Now, that seems easy enough today, but back then, when you fix French fries, you peeled potatoes, and then you crushed them through a metal grill by hand that formed the potato into French fries. Then they were ready for frying. Okay, so it took some work. Now, I did not worry about whether or not there would be French fries for my birthday meal. Why? Because my mother said she would do it, and her word was good enough for me. Well, Jesus said in John 6:37, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. I am at peace about the eternal destiny of my soul, because I did that. I come to him. And I believe in the sufficiency of God's grace in saving me and keeping me. And so because he says in his word that I shall not perish, but have everlasting life, then, my friend, I believe it, and I act upon it. That's faith in saving me and keeping me. And so because he says in his word that I shall not perish, but have everlasting life, then my friend, I believe it and I act upon it. That's faith because his word is even better than my mother's. Now, notice that this grace is from both the Father and the Son going toward this Gentile church. It was a just act. It was a judicial act. It was coming from God. My friend, it was also a loving act because it also says, Father. In John chapter 16, verse 26, it says, At that day, ye shall ask in my name, and I say not to you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me and have believed that I came from God. And in John 17, 23, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Now think about that. He loves us as he loves his only begotten Son. Isn't that great that God loves us that much? So, when he says grace and peace, that's not only a judicial act. It's a loving act because it's from God, but it's also from our Father God. And that makes it good. That makes it so great. And so we've seen so far that this grace is from the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ by the will of God. And my friend, carrying out the will of God is a work of the Holy Spirit. So we see the Trinity is at work in our lives. Yes, the Apostle Paul is used to write the greeting. But the goodness of the greeting is directly from God. My friend, it is his greeting to them at Ephesus, and it is his daily ongoing greeting to those who are in Christ. So as we look at this, we see that this is from God to whom? The faithful in Christ Jesus. In other words, this is not just for the church at Ephesus. This is for all saved people. My friend, if you're saved, God wants his grace and his peace always abundant in your life. And it's only as we allow things to come in that that abundancy is quenched. However, he keeps us in salvation. Now, my friend, he can't keep you in salvation until first you are saved. Do you know that if you died today, that heaven is your home? You see, the Bible says that all of us have sinned. That includes me, and that includes you. God is a holy God, and he must punish sin. Otherwise, he would not be true to himself, and this whole world would be thrown off course. The wages of sin is death, the Word of God states. So, my friend, sin must be paid. And although the wages of sin is death, and that's very grim news because it's final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. That's grim news, but that's only half the news because the good news is in the second half of the same Bible verse. It says, But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, my friend, wages is something that you earn. It's something that you have coming. What you have coming is the wages of sin. But the gift is not something that we have coming to us. It's just something that one gives us out of the goodness, grace, and love of heart. And my friend, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If a person dies and goes to hell, he's getting what he deserves. But if a person dies and goes to heaven, he's not getting what he deserves. He's getting what Jesus Christ deserves. My friend, Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross to pay for every sin that you ever have or ever will commit. 3 days later, he rose up, victorious over hell and the grave. He conquered all that conquered you. My friend, won't you right now just turn to Jesus Christ? Turn to Him, turning from your sin. Dear listener, life is serious. Death, sin, salvation, eternity, your soul, that's serious. At stake is life. Your eternal life. No man on his deathbed ever said, "Boy, I'm sorry I received Christ and lived for Him." I've heard people been sorry on their deathbed for things they didn't do for Christ. I've seen them sorry that they didn't live a better life. But I've never seen anyone sorry that they served the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My friend, He wants to save you. The Bible says that whosoever would call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins and He paid the penalty in full for every sin you ever have or ever will commit, and you want to call upon Him and receive Him into your life as your Lord and Savior, then right now, right where you are, pray this prayer. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe that 3 days later, He rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart, my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just asked the Lord to save you, write us and let us know. I want to send you my booklet, Building Block. 10 chapters with questions and answers in them so that you will have it for yourself and you can read and have it as a reference and maybe even use it to help edify another new believer and build them up in the faith. I want you to have it absolutely free. Also, if you just ask the Lord to save you, please look in your yellow pages of your telephone book for Baptist, Independent, and Fundamental. Call them up. Make sure they stand by the good old King James Bible, and then ask them what time their services are. Tell the pastor the decision you've made listening to this broadcast, and then go to that church. Now, if you don't have a church home and you're looking for a church home, write us. Let us know where you live. We many times can recommend a church near your area. Not every time, but many times we can. And if you will write us, we will do that for you. Well, I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. My friend, allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.